In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The parable of the sower who goes out to sow his seed, but then lives to see a mixed result in terms of the harvest, is one that is very familiar to most of us. The lesson to be learnt from it we've registered since Sunday school days. God, the sower, generously spreads his word far and wide, but it falls on very mixed terrain. In fact, 2/3 of the ground which the grain hits in this parable is unfit to produce a healthy crop. Rocks and stones, weeds and shallow earth prevent the seeds from growing and reaching their potential of bearing rich crops to feed the people. Suddenly we realize that the lessons from this parable are not so simple, after all. It raises a lot of questions. The seed is indeed good. It can produce up to 100% yield. But what about the sower? What is he up to, flinging the seed all over the place, regardless? Our gospel reading from Matthew says that Jesus was once again speaking to a large crowd which had gathered to hear him. He again uses a scenario that is very familiar to his listeners. They may not have all been farmers, but they all lived in a society very dependent on primary food production, and they would have experienced the effects of famine and shortage. So what is this farmer about, flinging his good seed carelessly around? Clearly, Jesus was talking of God. Did God not care whether the good word which the prophets over the ages had spread about God's love for his people and his desire for them to live their lives in keeping with his law? Did he not care that this word was well received and acted on? What were they, the listeners, to do about it? Are they entirely to blame if they do not understand? Should the sower not prepare the soil first before he scatters the seed around? The listeners of the parable are left puzzled, at best to ponder on their own what Jesus meant. In the second half of the passage we have just heard, the disciples come back to Jesus for an explanation. They know that this parable has a lot to do with them. They have committed themselves to follow him, and he has commissioned them for an important task. God is the primary sower, but they are also to be sowers, that is, spreaders of God's good news far and wide. It is their task, therefore, to prepare the soil, to grapple with the stones and the thorns, to do the hard labor of digging and turning the soil and making it fruitful. This spring and summer, I have been able to give our garden at home much more attention than in previous years, and I have had the pleasure of seeing the beauty of the roses and reaping the results in the raised vegetable bed. The weeds are still growing faster than I can keep up with, and everything needs constant attention, which is often frustrating. But there is also the satisfaction and joy of seeing and tasting the results. One can almost speak of a humbling, give and take relationship with the immediate nature that surrounds me. Coming back to the parable, in his explanation to the disciples, Jesus is drawing their attention to the task before them. It is daunting. It is going to be far from easy. I rely on you to do your bit, faithfully and with humility. Leave the harvest to me. You will be rewarded with seeing the result one day. That is hard for us to accept. We are impatient and want to maximize and to optimize the results quickly. We want to see the positive results. We would like perhaps the big numbers of conversions, or at least be able to quote growing numbers in church attendance. Instead, the trend is going the other way, and the news is disappointing. Just 2 days ago, I read various articles in the latest issue of the Evangelisches Gemeindeblatt of the Church in Württemberg. They commented on the figures of those who during the year 2019 had cancelled their church membership. This drop in membership is the highest it has ever been. More than 500,000 of Protestants and Roman Catholics in the two official Volkskirchen in 1 year. Proof enough that the so-called harvest is far from encouraging. Who is to blame, we may want to ask. Is it just the way the world is going, where the church has less and less to offer and is caught on the back foot to look on with regret? Is it the sowers who are not up to the task of preparing the ground well? Is it because of a lack of energy and drive, a lack of determined mission? Is it because the church and its members have become too self-satisfied in their own comfort zones? All these questions we have to ask ourselves. However, the problem that Jesus is pointing to is that we take ourselves and what we can achieve under our own strength, our determination, and our will too seriously. The readings from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah and Paul's letter to the Romans can help us here. In chapter 55, God says through his prophet, "My word shall not return to me empty. It will accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in that thing for which I sent it." And Paul reminds us that of ourselves we tend to do wrong, but that God, rather than condemning us for it, will change our hearts through his Spirit to keep at the task in hand. Our lessons from this parable, therefore, are, firstly, not to think too much of our own importance in this task of spreading the good news. Secondly, nor are we to make too little of our ability to take up the work, but are asked to be faithful in it. And thirdly, we are not to be discouraged by the often meager results. The harvest is not ours to reap or even to assess. That belongs to God in God's good time and manner. He will do it. On the other hand, this does not mean that we must just knuckle under, heads and backs bowed. God gives us the joy of seeing the even small flowers that bloom along the way and gives us the fruit to gather in the garden of life. Let us sharpen our senses to see and enjoy and to praise God for his great and profligate generosity beyond all we can achieve. Amen.